Good morning and welcome to Coffee Break, a podcast of Riverside County Child Support Services. My name is Nathan Hartel, Deputy Director with the department, and I am here today to speak with our listeners for a few minutes on our morning coffee break about all things related to child support and more. And the more this time is a very special guest. We have with us today Supervisor Chuck Washington from the 3rd District of Riverside County. And it's my pleasure to welcome you and thank you for being here. Good morning, Supervisor Washington.
Good morning, Nathan. Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be with you and share a cup of coffee.
Thank you very much. We are so glad to have you here today. And our listeners know that we have spent a good part of this season of our podcast reaching out, interviewing, and speaking with other agencies in the county, community partners, because we know that especially now, right, as June 15th has passed, we are starting to get a little bit more accustomed to some of these regulations related to COVID falling away. It's even more important now that we know what is going on in the county, what services are available, and what we can take advantage of. And child support customers usually cross over with other agencies, and they have a need that spills over from what we do, collecting child support and providing medical support for families in need. But they have a whole range of things that they need to have done. And Supervisor Washington, it seemed like a great opportunity to speak with you this morning and to ask you not only to talk from your perspective about what is going on in Riverside County, that could be specific to your district and District 3, it could be in the county as a whole, but also to take a few minutes in educating our listeners about what you do, your role, your responsibility as a county supervisor, and kind of level set for everybody there. And I do want to mention to our listeners, this is what we call an espresso shot. And if for those that are fans of coffee, you know that even though a shot of espresso may be over quick, it packs a punch, it is rich, it is full. And so that is the content that we are bringing here today. So that's kind of our approach. And Supervisor Washington, if I'm not sure if you knew this, but in your district alone, out of the roughly 75,000 child support cases that we have in our caseload, we have almost 14,000 minor children residing in District 3 alone, and that represents upwards of almost 10,000 families. So, you know, it's really relevant, it's really applicable to be speaking to you this morning, and I really want to give you the opportunity and the moment to shine and to share information with our listeners about anything that's going on in your district and with the county. So with that, I'm going to kind of turn it over to you and ask you if you'd share a little bit more about who you are and what you do.
Certainly. I'm happy to be here and happy to talk about the job that I do, how I got to where I am today, and why I feel it's such an important role. It would help if I give you just a bit of background about myself. I come to public service by way of serving in the Navy as a pilot, and then a career as a Delta Airline pilot. In my first years out of active duty Navy, I sought to be engaged in my community because I missed being involved in something that I felt was meaningful. So I began volunteering, and then ultimately I ran for city council, both in the city of Murrieta and got elected, and then in the city of Temecula. But I still had a day job. That day job was as a Delta pilot, and my hobby was serving as a councilman. When I retired from Delta Airlines in 2014, I realized that I could take advantage of an opportunity to come to a position like the Board of Supervisors, which is truly full-time. I mean, it's a full-time job, not a hobby. And I have a staff of 8, and they work very hard. But one of the things I noticed is that people knew me when I was a mayor. They know what a mayor does. But when I became a county supervisor, they would say, well, what's that? What do you supervise? So I'll try to break it down. In simple terms, you know, at the federal level, most people are familiar with the president and Congress and all the agencies that serve them. State government, similarly, there's the governor and the state legislature. And at cities, there's city councils, a mayor, city manager. At the county level, we have what we call a county executive officer, a CEO, who manages the day-to-day operations of the county. But we have an elected body that oversees policy decisions, creating ordinances and laws, and passing the budget. Even though we have other electeds besides the 5 supervisors, the responsibility for the budget falls strictly and alone on the shoulders of the Board of Supervisors. I could go on to say also, Nathan, that supervisors not only represent all of the residents within each of their districts, and in my case, in the third district, 500,000 residents, but in the areas in my district that are outside of city limits, or what we call the unincorporated areas, we are their only elected official. So in a sense, for those folks that live in Idlewild or Anza or French Valley, I'm their city council, I'm their mayor, I'm their county supervisor. I am the only local elected official that they have. We have a whole host of responsibilities at the county. And some of those are things like child support services, the district attorney, the sheriff, public defender, a number of different social services that are provided to all county residents, regardless of whether you live in a city or not. But some of the other roles only apply when you live in the unincorporated areas. Some of the ordinances that we might pass for the unincorporated areas might be, for example, recently we set up some new fee structures for certain activities like fireworks. So, you know, we have illegal fireworks that we will have fines for if people set them off, or fees for structures that need improvement or permit to be built. County oversees that. Our budget is about $7 billion. And of that, we allocate funding to a variety of different departments, including our Department of Child Support Services. And I just can't tell you how important it is to me, the good work that you do in Child Support Services, because one of the things that drew me into public life was when I first moved to Riverside County in 1989 with a six-year-old, and I got involved in her school. I became involved as a volunteer. I became involved as a PTA member. I found that I had a real heart for being engaged in activities that support children, including since I came to the board 6 years ago, I've been the board's representative on the First Five Commission, which deals with children and families, children ages 0 to 5. So I have a keen interest in early childhood development, early childhood education, and all things kids, including here in the past year, how can we get kids tested? How can we get kids back into school? And how can we bridge the digital divide that many of us were not completely aware of until the pandemic? And so now broadband has become, an issue for me that I champion, not only as a Riverside County supervisor, but at the State Association of Counties, CSAC, where I'm now an officer, and in 2 years I will be the president of the State Association of Counties. And I'm proud to be able to champion the causes of urban counties in that forum.
That's great. You know, Supervisor Washington, a couple things come to mind as you're speaking that I'd like to respond to. One is, and I believe you, your job is a full-time job, but to hear you say that, you know, going back some years in your history and your career, that public service was a hobby. What I want people to know is you are listening to somebody who truly has public service at the heart and the core of who they are. And that is one of the things that we have in common. We do what we do because we truly care about the residents of this county. We care about our constituents. We care about our customers. And, you know, to hear you mention broadband, you know, it's an interesting thing to think about and how the world has changed with COVID. So part of our job, you know, as a county agency when COVID hit was to pivot as quickly as we could and continue to provide our services to our customers as best we could, you know, without missing a beat. And one of the ways to do that was to move to virtual platforms. And, you know, but what you have to recognize is that not everybody has immediate access to internet, access to internet that is good enough to be able to conduct their business that way. So I certainly appreciate hearing you say that, and to know that is something that is on your mind and you're working to improve. I appreciate that.
So Nathan, I really appreciate you underscoring that public service aspect, because I truly do enjoy working alongside, the 20,000 plus employees we have at Riverside County. I've always had good relationships with city staff. And when I say it was a hobby, I meant it was a hobby for me as an elected, not a hobby for city staff that worked full time. Sure. You know, but, you know, when you're paid $600 a month as a city councilman and you devote, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 hours a week to it, you still have to have a day job to support your family. Absolutely. But I was just happy that I found it so fulfilling and rewarding to be engaged. And the county has given me an opportunity as a county supervisor to really amp it up and do it at a full-time level and represent and impact the lives of so many more people. I mean, when you think Riverside County has a population almost of 2.5 million residents, that makes us the 10th largest county in the country, fourth largest in the state. And so we are a big county. At CSAC, I am the chair. As the second vice president, I'm the chair of the Urban Caucus, which is 14 urban counties that represent 83% of the state's population. So I enjoy that interaction with my state association colleagues, where we talk about common issues of concern, such as child support services and other county activities, agencies, and functions. And, you know, for years, the issue of broadband was strictly a rural county issue because of the remoteness of rural counties. And I have colleagues at the State Association from Inyo County and Mono County, and they talk about, you know, I joke, I have more people who live in my neighborhood than some of these supervisors have in their entire district. You know, people live a great distance apart from one another. But what we have learned, again, through the pandemic, is that there were so many families, so many children that didn't have access to an internet or broadband that could function so that children could learn, so they could continue their learning via distance learning, so that they, the parent could engage in a telemedicine appointment with a doctor. So many fell to the wayside because of lack of adequate infrastructure as it relates to broadband. So I think it's important, not only going forward for the health and safety of our families and our children, but you think about all of the impacts this could have on our communities, getting people off of the roads, helping to support innovation and create new jobs. This is an important tool and issue for urban counties, not just rural counties. And I think if we really mean what we say about wanting to improve the quality of life for every family in Riverside County, it's another piece to the puzzle that we have to solve.
Yeah, I think that you're absolutely right there, and I appreciate your focus and you placing such a great sense of importance on that. You know, one of the things that happens with COVID is that the things that we implemented, you know, such as, you know, more digital and virtual services, those things aren't going to go away. You know, people may return to more in-person activities, but a lot of those things are going to be here to stay. So I just say that just to, again, you know, emphasize the importance of what you're bringing up. You know, Supervisor Washington, one of the things that I wanted to make sure we had an opportunity to highlight is some new things that are going on in the county, and that's related to libraries. So there are three brand new, beautiful libraries that are being built in the county. One is in French Valley, one is in Menifee, and one is in Desert Hot Springs, if I got those right. And, you know, there's a connection that our customers may or may not be aware of that we have as a child support agency with you related to the building of those locations, is that we provide outreach services to different libraries throughout the county. Val Vista Library in the Hemet area is an example of one. We had a much greater presence pre-COVID, and we're working on bringing that back, but our desire is to bring our services to the customer, especially in some of these areas that are unincorporated and where it's not as easy for them to get to us. But it's pretty exciting to have those libraries, you know, coming online and being open. So I want to give you an opportunity to talk about those and share that great news with our listeners.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned it, Nathan, and reminded me of that subject, because I'm so excited about not only the library and new library that will be opening up soon in French Valley, but all of our libraries. I have to share with your listeners, you know, I grew up in the Pasadena, Altadena area, and I just have such fond memories of summers spent with my sisters hanging out in the Pasadena Library, which is a large, classic, old government building, beautiful library setting. And for those folks that, you know, transition from going to the library and pulling an encyclopedia off of the bookshelf and looking up a subject to learn about some place in the world, then said, well, with the advent of internet, we don't need libraries anymore. Well, nothing could be further from the truth.
Yeah, agreed.
Libraries are a community asset. They are a gathering place, whether it be for some form of social service, such as child support services, or free legal advice, or a community club, or a child reading session. It's just a warm, inviting place. And I look forward to adding another three libraries to the county library system. I've been sort of intimately involved with libraries in Riverside County, both in Murrieta as a councilman when we opened our first brand new library there, and then in Temecula when we opened up our new library there. I'm just so excited now to be a part of a third library opening in a different jurisdiction where I'm the elected official. And it just, it's added value for French Valley and all of Riverside County. And here's the icing on the cake. We were able to pull this off due to some outstanding planning and the kind of experience that our leadership brings at county staff level to these kinds of projects through a public-private partnership. We took the component out of the property tax that goes towards library services, and this is something that was implemented by supervisors back in 1974, is still in place. Everyone pays property tax. Well, a piece of your property tax goes to pay for library services. So those folks that live out in the French Valley area in my district are already paying for library services, but currently drive into Temecula to use the library or Murrieta to use the library. Now they will have access to one in French Valley. And the county has a structure with the private partner so that we will get a lease arrangement, and after 10 years we could buy the lease out, or after 20 years we could buy the lease out, or after 30 years we just own the library outright. So it's a good deal for the county, it's a good deal for taxpayers, it's a good deal for communities, and I think they're just going to absolutely love the library. And if you don't know the location, it's out Winchester Road, just after, not too far past the airport. So I have an office at the airport. It was here when I came to the board. And so we decided to make our library filled with aviation themes. So there will be airplanes hanging from the ceiling or painted on walls. You'll see hot air balloons because we're very close to Temecula Wine Country. So I'm very excited for this new amenity in the community.
Yeah, it's great. And if our listeners haven't driven by it and you're in the area, you should. Just looking at it, driving by, it's a beautiful building. So I'm sure it's going to be a great addition to the community. And I'm really, really happy to see that coming. I agree with you. Libraries are not a thing of the past. My son will tell you he is an avid reader. And while we're still getting used to getting back out there and doing things, you know, post-COVID, I'm looking forward to going to the new library. So I appreciate you sharing that.
And, you know, Nathan, one more thing. It's free. Families can pack up the kids in the car and drive over to the library. They don't have to pay to get in. They don't have to buy concessions. They can just go in and enjoy what the library has to offer. How many things nowadays are free?
You know, not many.
Families living on tight budgets, that's a great place for you to take your kids.
Yeah, I agree completely. Well, Supervisor Washington, as we come close to wrapping up our Espresso Shot episode with you today, one of the things that I hope our listeners are seeing as a theme throughout our episodes is the interconnectedness of different county agencies, departments, community partners, and that when you come to child support, you can ask us about other things that you may need and we'll point you in the right direction. And I know for you, Supervisor Washington, and your staff, how you serve the public is super important, the value that you place on quality customer service. And I know that you do often receive contact in various ways from your constituents. And I just want to make sure you had an opportunity to speak with our listeners about how to get in touch with you and what that interaction is like before we wrap up our time.
Certainly. You know, we try to assist anyone who has an issue or needs help navigating the county system and lives in my district, but we don't turn anyone away. And the best way to get in touch with us is just to call our office. And our numbers in the supervisor's office are pretty easy to remember, and I'll give you all of them. I'll start with mine, which we all live in the 951 area code, so I won't repeat that, but 955-1030, and it's 30 because I'm the third district. So you can figure out, well, 955-1010 would be the first district, 1020 would be the second district, 1030 is the third district, 1040 and 1050. Those are the five districts. Call any of their offices. I'm sure they'll be just as happy to help you as we are.
Excellent. Thank you very much for that. And so our listeners know, in our podcast notes, we will have all the details about how to contact Supervisor Washington's district office, as well as the others. We'll have information in there about the libraries that were mentioned. And so with that, Supervisor Washington, I want to thank you once again for joining us this morning. Appreciate it.
Thank you. I'm happy to have had the opportunity, and I hope your listeners enjoyed it.
Excellent. So we will be signing off in a moment. To our listeners, please remember to subscribe to our podcast. You can find us, Coffee Break with Riverside County Child Support Services, on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, YouTube, and virtually any other podcast platform that you can find out there. Follow us on our website at rivcodcss.com, social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We're there for you as well, providing information. And we have done a variety of virtual workshops to provide education to our customers on different child support related topics. Please feel free, listeners, to head over to our social media platforms to find those from the past and take advantage of that. We will have an open Saturday event on July 10th, where we open our services up for a handful of hours on a Saturday. So please feel free to call in and take advantage of that as well. And with that, thank you very much, and we will talk to you next time.